Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zichu Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Gimel. The end of the eighth parak HaChovel, and the beginning of the ninth parak HaGozel Eitzim. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rochanan said, "Hamoser din al chavero, one who gives over judgment of his fellow to heaven, asking a Kosh Baruch Hu to judge him, who ne'enash tchila, he's punished first for his own sins." Rashi and Rosh Hashanah explains that he's scrutinized to determine if he deserves to have his fellow punished because of him. We find that Sarai told Avram, "Chamasi alecha, my injustice is upon you. Let Hashem judge between me and you," and she died earlier than Avram. The Gemara adds that this is the only way he could have attained justice on earth. Tosfos explains that Sarah could have brought her complaint to the basin of shame. Rav Yitzhak said, "Oilu etzok yosmina nitzak, woe to the one who cries out more than the one about whom the outcry is." Abraisa also teaches, "Echad etzok ve'echad nitzak b'mashma," both the one who cries out and the one about whom the outcry is are implied by the pasuk describing Hashem's hearing a victim's outcry, which concludes, "V'haragati eschem, I shall kill you," plural. But they hasten to punish the one who cries out more than the one about whom the outcry is. Point number two, the ninth parak begins, "Hagozel eitzim ba'asim kelim, one who steals pieces of wood and makes them into utensils, semer ba'asim begodim, or pieces of wool and makes them into garments, mishalm kashas hegzela, pays their value at the time of the robbery. Since he acquired them with a shinui, a physical change, he pays their original value and keeps the stolen items." The Mishnah implies that his earlier acts of planing the wood and whitening the wool, respectively, were insufficient to acquire them, which contradicts a braisa saying that one does acquire with these acts. Abai explains that the Mishnah discusses one who stole boards, which were already smooth, which he assembled into a chest, or already spun threads of wool, which he wove into a garment. Both cases are shinui da hadal b'riyasa, a change that can revert to its original form by being taken apart. Although this is biblically insufficient, it acquires rabbinically, as explained in Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Beis, mishum takanas hashavim, because of an enactment to assist those who wish to repent. The braisa discusses irreversible changes, which acquire biblically. Rav Ashi says even the Mishnah discusses irreversible changes, which acquire biblically. He made the wood into buchane, a pestle, and he made the wool into namte, felt. And point number three, a braisa teaches that one who whitens stolen wool acquires it. This contradicts a Mishnah regarding Rishis HaGeiz, which states that if he dyed the first shearings before giving them to the Kohen, he's exempt from giving them because he acquired them. Libno b'lo tzavao chayev, if he merely whitened it and did not dye it, he's obligated to give it to a Kohen. Abai answers that the braisa reflects Rabbi Shimon's opinion that wool which is whitened is not combined with later shearings for the requisite shear, and the Mishnah reflects the Chachamim's opinion who disagree. Rava says both statements are Rabbi Shimon's, but distinguishes between cleaning the wool by hand, which is insignificant, and cleaning through combing, which is significant. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin distinguishes between merely washing and bleaching. The Gemara adds a contradiction to Rabbi Shimon's opinion that whitening is a shinui, from a braisa where Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda quotes him saying even dying is not a shinui. And Abai answers that Tanaim disagree about Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rava answers that Rabbi Shimon holds dying is less of a change than whitening, since one can remove it with detergent. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Hanan said, "Hamoser din al chavero, one who gives over judgment of his fellow to heaven, asking Hashem to judge him, who ne'enash tchila, he's punished first for his own sins." Rashi and Rosh Hashanah explains that he scrutinized to determine if he deserves to have his fellow punished because of him. We find that Sarai told Avram, "Chamasi alecha, my injustice is upon you. Let Hashem judge between me and you," and she died earlier than Avram. The Gemara adds that this is the only way he could have attained justice on earth. Tosfos explains that Sarah could have brought her complaint to the basin of shame. Rav Yitzhak said, "Oilu etzok yosmina nitzak, woe to the one who cries out more than the one about whom the outcry is." Abraisa also teaches, "Echad etzok ve'echad nitzak b'mashma," both the one who cries out and the one about whom the outcry is are implied by the pasuk describing Hashem's hearing a victim's outcry, which concludes, "V'haragati eschem, I shall kill you," plural. But they hasten to punish the one who cries out more than the one about whom the outcry is. Point number two, the ninth parak begins, "Hagozel eitzim ba'asim kelim, one who steals pieces of wood and makes them into utensils, semer ba'asim begodim, or pieces of wool and makes them into garments, mishalm kashas hegzela, pays their value at the time of the robbery. Since he acquired them with a shinui, a physical change, he pays their original value and keeps the stolen items." The Mishnah implies that his earlier acts of planing the wood and whitening the wool, respectively, were insufficient to acquire them, which contradicts a braisa saying that one does acquire with these acts. Abai explains that the Mishnah discusses one who stole boards, which were already smooth, which he assembled into a chest, or already spun threads of wool, which he wove into a garment. Both cases are shinida hadalabriyasa, a change that can revert to its original form by being taken apart. Although this is biblically insufficient, it acquires rabbinically, as explained in Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, Mishumta Kanasa Shavim, because of an enactment to assist those who wish to repent. The Braisa discusses irreversible changes, which acquire biblically. Ravashi says even the Mishnah discusses irreversible changes, which acquire biblically. He made the wood into buchane, a pestle, and he made the wool into namte, felt. And point number three, a Braisa teaches that one who whitens stolen wool acquires it. This contradicts a Mishnah regarding Rishis Agaz, which states that if he dyed the first shearings before giving them to the Kohen, he's exempt from giving them because he acquired them. Libno below Tzavao Chayev, if he merely whitened it and did not dye it, he's obligated to give it to a Kohen. Abaye answers that the Braisa reflects Rabbi Shimon's opinion that wool which is whitened is not combined with later shearings for the requisite shear, and the Mishnah reflects the Chumi's opinion who disagree. Rava says both statements are Rabbi Shimon's, but distinguishes between cleaning the wool by hand, which is insignificant, and cleaning through combing, which is significant. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin distinguishes between merely washing and bleaching. The Gemara adds a contradiction to Rabbi Shimon's opinion that whitening is a shinui, from a braisa where Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda quotes him saying even dying is not a shinui, and Abai answers that Tanaim disagree about Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rava answers that Rabbi Shimon holds dying is less of a change than whitening, since one can remove it with detergent. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Tzadi Gimel, and our standard Siman is a train chugging along. So here goes. When the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, no one noticed the guzzlin stealing smooth wood and making it into a coffin to sell, nor his accomplice acquiring wool he stole by whitening it. Once again, slow motion. When the train conductor had a heart attack and died, train conductor, that must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel, a train chugging along. When the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, which reminds us, Rav Hanan said, Hamoser din al chavero, one who gives over judgment of his fellow to heaven, asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu to judge him, hu ne'enash t'chila, he's punished first for his own sins. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah explains he scrutinized to determine if he deserves to have his fellow punished because of him. We find that Sarai told Avram, Chamasi alecha, my injustice upon you, let Hashem judge between me and you, and she died earlier than Avram. So when the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, no one noticed the guzzlin stealing smooth wood and making it into a coffin to sell. Which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, a gozo etzim ba'asam kelim, one who steals pieces of wood and makes them into utensils, semer ba'asam begadim, or pieces of wool, and makes them into garments, mishalm kashas hegzela, pays their value at the time of the robbery. Since he acquired them with a shinui, a physical change, he pays the original value and he keeps the stolen items. The Mishnah implies that his earlier acts of planing the wood and whitening the wool, respectively, were insufficient to acquire them, which contradicts a Braisa stating that one does acquire with these acts. Abai explains that the Mishnah discusses one who stole boards, which he assembled into a chest, or already spun threads of wool, which he wove into a garment. So when the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, no one noticed the guzzlin stealing smooth wood and making it into a coffin to sell, nor his accomplice acquiring wool he stole by whitening it, which reminds us. A Braisa teaches that one who whitens stolen wool acquires it. This contradicts a Mishnah regarding Rishis Agaz, and Rava says that both statements are Rabbi Shimon's, but distinguishes between cleaning the wool by hand, which is insignificant, and cleaning through combing, which is significant. So once again, when the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge a train driver for being late, no one noticed the guzzlin stealing smooth wood and making it into a coffin to sell, nor his accomplice acquiring wool he stole by widening it. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf pei tes. So the simmer daf pei tes is a chalent pot. So here goes. The woman showing off her new chalent pot. Chalent pot. That must mirror in daf pei tes. The woman showing off her new chalent pot she purchased with the tovas anah she received when she sold her ksuba, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a married woman who sells her ksuba, which the buyer would collect if she becomes divorced or widowed, but not if she dies first. The Abaye says, tovas anah le'isha havya, the discounted amount paid by the buyer belongs to the wife. So the woman showing off her new chalent pot she purchased with the tovas anah she received when she sold her ksuba to her friend who was not permitted to sell her ksuba to pay for damages she inflicted, which reminds us on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah taught that married women do not pay for damages they inflict since they do not have money. The Gemara asks that she should sell her nixon milug to pay the victim and is forced to say the cases where she has none. The Gemara asks that she should sell her ksuba for its risk value, and the Gemara explains that even if she would sell the ksuba, she could later forgive the ksuba, which Shmuel taught is effective, which she would certainly do for her husband, and we do not want to actively cause the buyer a loss. So the woman showing off her new chalm pot she purchased with the tovah sanah she received when she sold her ksuba to her friend who was not permitted to sell her ksuba to pay for damages she inflicted, served some chalm to her nixon maluk slave who wasn't freed when her husband knocked out his tooth, which reminds us, two braces discuss slaves of maluk property owned by the wife and the husband enjoys the produce. One states, yotzim shein ba'ein le'isha, they go free with the loss of a tooth or an eye inflicted by the wife, who's considered the owner of a lo le'ish, but not if it was afflicted by the husband, who is not considered an owner. The other braisa teaches that neither is considered an exclusive owner. Four explanations are offered. Dav tzadi. So the simmer dav tzadi is a stucca box. So here goes. The master who sold a slave but retained his work for 30 days, who was so happy he was still subject to the rule of yoma u'yomaim when he killed the slave that he put money in the based in tzedakah box, that must be a daf tzadi. The master who sold the slave but retained his work for 30 days, who was so happy he was still subject to the rule of yom or yomayim when he killed the slave that he put money in the based in tzedakah box, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a four-way machlokas regarding who gets the din of yom or yomayim when someone sells a slave but retains his work for 30 days. The issue is dependent on what one holds, whether kinyan haperos ka kinyan haguftami. So the master who sold the slave but retained his work for 30 days, who was so happy he was still subject to the rule of yom or yomayim when he killed the slave that he put money in the based in tzedakah box, was shocked when he noticed some judges who witnessed a murder act as witnesses, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if Sanhedrin witnessed a murder, Rav Tarfon says some of the judges testified before the others, and the others can judge based on the received testimony. Rav Akiva said that since all of them were potential witnesses, none of them can judge the case. So the master who sold a slave but retained his work for 30 days, who was so happy he was still subject to the rule of yom o yomayim when he killed the slave that he put money in the based in tzedakah box, was shocked when he knows some judges who witnessed a murder act as witnesses, as the judges judging examined the murder weapon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if a weapon must be examined by the judges or just the witnesses. Daf tzadi av. So the simmer daf tzadi av is an exit sign. So here goes. The judges who are busy assessing the old detached exit sign, that must be on daf tzadi av, tzay. The judges who are busy assessing if the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Yesh Omer L'Nizokin, is an assessment made for damages to determine if the weapon was capable of inflicting them, O Ein Omer L'Nizokin, or is an assessment not made for damages? Is an assessment only made for killing where some weapons can kill but others cannot, as opposed to damages, which can always be attributed to whatever weapon was used, or is an assessment made for damages as well? So the judges who are busy assessing if the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, were startled when a tall man started banging his head against the newly installed exit sign to injure himself, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchus if one is permitted to wound himself. So the judges who were busy assessing the old detached exit sign that was used to assault someone was capable of breaking the victim's arm, were startled when a tall man started banging his head against the newly installed exit sign to injure himself as a punishment for cutting down a fig tree while it was still producing fruit, which reminds us, Rav said that a palm tree that bears a cup of dates is forbidden to cut down. Rabbi Chanina said that a son, Shivchas, died prematurely only because he cut down a fig tree while it was still producing fruits. Dav Tzadi Beis, so the simmer Dav Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The man who gave 1,000 turtles, that must be more on Dav Tzadi Beis, tzav, turtle. The man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Afal Pishu Nosinlo, although the assailant gives the victim compensation, a nimcholo ad shiyavakash mimenu, he's not pardoned until he requests forgiveness from him, as we find a Kosh Baruch who told Avimelech to appease Avram for taking Sarah until he would forgive him and daven for him. The Mishnah adds that a victim who refuses to forgive is considered cruel because we find that Avram davened for Avimelech and he was healed. So the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shlema of a friend, which his wife was also in need of, which reminds us, sources are brought for the saying, Kol mevakesh rachamim al chavero, anyone who asks Hashem for mercy on his fellow's behalf, v'hu tzarech oso davar, and he himself needs that very thing, hu na'ana tchila, he's answered first, one of the sources being that Avram davened for Avimelech, and Akash Baruch remembered Sarah, and she became pregnant. So the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shlema of a friend, which his wife was also in need of, when he was approached by a man in need of a livelihood who asked if he could get hired to work on his turtle farm. Which reminds us, Rabbi Mamari said that the source for the saying, a duck stoops as it goes, but its eyes peer afar looking for food, is from Avigal's statement to David HaMelech, V'heiti v'shem l'aduni v'zacharta ez amasecho, and Hashem shall deal well with my master, and you shall remember your handmaid. Although she convinced David not to kill her husband Nabal, she prophesied that he would die, and hinted that David should remember her afterward and take her as a wife. Rashi says this teaches that one's humility should not prevent one from asking for his needs, whether in Torah's livelihood or claiming payment of a loan. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ron Waldorf from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.